Cut to the Bone. Written by Alex Kahn and read by Imogen Church. Ruby is running. Her eyes pop, bright like a cat's. She is looking over her shoulder as she moves, which causes her to stumble. Her breathing is heavy. When she falls, she moans, she cries out. There is blood on her face. There are cuts on her body. Her clothes are gone. She wears a sack, tied at the waist. Each time her bare feet step on sharp objects, she whimpers. The scene is holding those watching it in thrall. The trees around her are black, dense. She falls again to her knees.
Help me!
Who is she speaking to? Does she call on God, or is someone there with her? Or is she simply pleading, hoping someone will hear, come to her rescue? Does she know they will be watching her? Loud screams as someone grabs her. Ruby struggles and is dragged backwards, kicking out with her damaged heels. Ruby is gone. Only her screaming remains. Ruby is seated in a chair. Her arms are strapped, her legs are bound. She looks straight ahead. Her mouth is taped. Her eyes squeeze out tears that crawl down her cheeks. Then there is darkness. Ruby thinks she will die. She hopes she will die. Death seems like an end, like peace. Cessation of pain. No more fear. The walls are coming in. The darkness has icy fingers. Her skin is on fire. She wants her mother. She can't breathe. She is drowning. She opens her eyes. Her body has slumped forward. Her face is half buried under putrid sludge. The tape on her mouth has been removed. She tastes foul liquid and spits. She pulls herself out of the mire and she screams. She knows no one will come, because no one can hear her now. Something grabs her ankle, tugs at her, pulls her into the darkness. She tries to escape, tries to break free. She can't. It has clamped its jaws on her soft flesh, gripping her bones, which it can crush. She wants to die. And then the rats come.